I'm Mark Valley. Welcome to the BerlinBrigade.com podcast with your host, David Guerra.
Thanks, Mark Valley. Thank you, Mark Valley. That's right. That's Mark Valley, star of stage, screen, television, movies, Berlin Brigade, United States Military Academy, all of the above. Thanks again, Mark. Do appreciate the intro. Hey, everybody. Welcome. Welcome to the 83rd episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. I am your host, David Guerra, former member of 3rd Platoon, Alpha Company, 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, Berlin Brigade. I was there from 85 to 87. And if you're not too sure about the 6th Battalion, 502nd Infantry, there was three battalions, 4th, 5th, and 6th Battalion, and they came after the changeover from 6th Infantry. 2, 3, and 4, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Battalion, 6th Infantry. That's right, it was there, seriously. Anyway, listen, welcome. Welcome to the September 28 episode of the BerlinBrigade.com podcast. How are you enjoying your autumn? I hope you're having a great one. And wherever you are in the United States, I hope it's nice. I hope it's nice where you are. I mean, it's nice down here at the world headquarters of BerlinBrigade.com down here in Texas. But hey, we're doing all right. And everybody that was been recently affected by the hurricanes, oh, geez, where do we begin? Irma, Jose, Maria. Wow, crazy. And there's another one getting ready to form up as I record this, getting ready to form up in that little area between the Yucatan of Mexico and Cuba, and it's going to be blowing through Florida, so be careful out there wherever you are. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. Now, so this is the autumn episode, I guess is what we'll call it, and it's like one of those great times of the year. It's like fantastic. Seasons change, you know, changes happening everywhere. You know, winter becomes spring, spring becomes summer, summer becomes fall, and fall becomes, well, you get the picture. And with that being said, it's fall in Berlin as well. And I can honestly say that fall was one of the better times in Berlin if you were there during that time. And if most of us did at least spend one or two autumns in Berlin, and that was always a great time. The cool, crisp air as we road marched out to the Grunewald, or watching the leaves turn color out there by the Wannsee, or just out back or out in front, depending on where your unit was located, and on McNair or Andrews or a clay compound or wherever you were, Roosevelt. The leaves change color, and you know what eventually happens. That's right. The sergeant major's detail to rate the leaves from the sidewalk and the road. Got to rate the leaves from the road. And usually those details happen on, well, on a weekend. And, well, one question. And this question goes out to those of you that spent time on staff duty on the weekends. Now, seriously, did the battalion sergeant major actually come out and say he wanted the leaves raked from the sidewalk? Or was that just staff duty flexing their weekend temporary executive powers? Seriously, I mean, you know, the statute of limitations has kind of run out, so I do believe the time has come for some truths to be revealed. And speaking of truths to be revealed, I mentioned this in one of my books, and it's one of those nagging questions because I know what I saw and I know what we did, but this goes out to all of us, every one of you that was out there that was required as part of our rucksack loadout to carry an empty M72 light anti-tank weapon tube, the law tube. It was empty. What did you carry? What did you carry? There we go. Notice. What did you carry in that empty law tube? That's my question. And reason I say this, and again, because like I said earlier, I know what I saw. I know what we did. I know what we carried in ours. And the one that really sticks out to, and really actually the first time this is, wow, we could actually put stuff in there. I didn't even think about it. My platoon sergeant, and we were all road marching out to Doughboy City. And my platoon sergeant, his law, you know how we had the little clips and you had the little things and clipped on and it capped both ends, it was supposed to be sealed. And unfortunately, as you used it more and more, as you clipped it and unclipped it more and more, you had to put like some tape around it just to hold them down, those caps, to ensure that they stayed on. Well, I guess this guy, what he failed to do, I guess he had used it so much, opening and closing, removing the covers, the ends, the caps, that it just popped off, even with tape on there. It popped off as we were road marching towards Doughboy from McNair Barracks. Now, long story short, so we're walking. All of a sudden, this Coke can starts sliding out of the empty, of the popped end, the end that no longer has a cap on it, and it slowly starts popping out. So I'm behind this guy, you know, my platoon sergeant. And at that time, well, you know how platoon sergeants are. You know, you have the ones that are in, and you have the ones that are out, and you have the ones that are right in between on the verge of in and out. Well, I was still new, so I was on the outside. I wasn't in yet. And, you know, so I was like, wow, look, what is this guy doing? So I just kind of walked up next to him, and then I just slowly pushed back the soda can, and I said, hey, you might want to adjust your thing because your Coke's falling out. And he just looked at me, and he said, get back in formation. Not even a thank you. That's all right. You know, it's par for the course. What do you expect, you know? And, but it was from that moment on, it's like, hey, wait a minute, we can put stuff in here. And trust me, we did. Unfortunately, one individual in the platoon, we had a sergeant major's inspection, and that's why it brings up sergeant major here in a bit. Or I did, because again, that's where it all brought this whole thing into play. Somebody forgot to take their, basically, somebody forgot to take out their jerky, their Slim Jims, out of the can, so out of the tube. Needless to say, Sergeant Major popped it open. I guess he just had something in him. He just knew just to be checking these things. And sure enough, there was the Slim Jims. Well, that's, I don't want to get more into what was going on. But that leads me to the question of this episode. And again, it's going to be on our website. It's, well, what did you carry in that empty tube? What did you do? What did you carry in the law tube, if you were one that was carrying the law tube? And, you know, again, this is very time-specific because, again, not all the entire time did we carry, and I'm talking about everybody in the brigade, not everybody carried law tubes in their rucksacks as part of their loadout. But those that did, what did you carry? Especially if you knew you were going out to Doughboy, or you were going out to Ruhleben, or you were going out to the Grunewald to train, not necessarily to row march on the alert or on the DBC's death march. And yeah, time has come. It was a death march, and you know it. But no, it was great. It was one of those things. But something where you were susceptible to inspection. I know you. Everybody had them empty, but what about those that didn't? What about you? What did you carry? Personally, Slim Jims, and when we can sneak in a Snicker bar or two, that's kind of what was in there. Nothing too out of the ordinary that made it, well, made problems later on. You know, especially if a soda can or something popped out, fell down, and exploded. And that wasn't the case in my case, or that wasn't my case. So anyway, again, just curious, so be sure you take our poll on the Berlin Brigade website. And hey, speaking of the Berlin Brigade website, how do you like the new look? Have you visited the website? And if not, please, if you've not visited in a while, please consider this your invitation to stop by and take a look. Take a look at everything. We kind of did a quick little redesign. Nothing major, nothing fancy, but it just kind of gives it a little different look. Hopefully a little bit more aesthetically pleasing to everybody. And if not, I'm going to hear from you. I know I will. And I expect you to let me know. And we'll go from there. And please take a look at the registry to find the only password you're going to need to access the individual unit directories. And folks, I mean this. I still get emails. What's my password? What's my password, folks? There's only one password, and that's on the registry homepage. It's at the top. It's at the bottom. And if you still can't find it, please click on the word registry at the top of your page, and it'll take you to where you'll see it. It also will give you a link to how to sign up, and that's the only way we'll get you to sign up, because then that way it locks down who you are, and it doesn't... Well, it tells us, it gives us a starting point as to figure out who's submitting this information. So if there's some issues later on and somebody says, that wasn't me that submitted this information, take it down. How dare you? But we at least have a point to track from, and we have more information than we'd like. But having more information as to say where that information came from, your information came from, it's easier for us to track. So with that being said, please visit BerlinBrigade.com and take a look and let us know. Now, also, speaking of the password, to get into the registry, the individual unit directories, since starting the password lock over a year ago, I am happy to tell you that the amount of spammers and data miners on our website has decreased, and that's a good thing. So again, those people that have been sitting there collecting names and email addresses, either they've got them all and they've have enough, right, Robert? Or they just got tired and left, which, well, I don't know. But, so please, I invite you to stop by, take a look, at your own convenience. Let me know what you think. And like I said, if you don't like it, you'll let me know. And if you do like it, let me know. And if you suggest anything, little tweaks here, there, or whatever, let me know. Definitely want to hear from you. Folks, this has been a very, very brief episode. I just wanted to put something out there, let you know what was going on real quickly. I want to thank you for taking the time to download and listening to episode 83. And as always, I ask you to join and follow BerlinBrigade.com, not only on our Facebook page, facebook.com/BerlinBrigade, but also on our Instagram page. We're having some fun there. And on Twitter, @BerlinBrigade. On Instagram, it's instagram.com/BerlinBrigade, all one word. So be sure you stop by. Let me know. Let me know when you start following Berlin Brigade on Twitter, and we'll exchange. We've got some pretty interesting conversations going. A lot of things are changing in the world, and because of that, we're getting further and further away from what was our mission. And then again, we're also starting to get closer and closer and returning back to why we were in Berlin and what was going on. So it's very interesting times. Before I go, I want to congratulate the German people. Germany, congratulations. A successful, uneventful election. I'm not picking sides. I'm not choosing sides because, again, that's your country. That's your business. And I'm not going to pick sides. But I will congratulate you on executing a wonderful, well-run election. And keep it up. That just, every time you get to do that, every time a country like that does that, every time Germany does that, or France, or any other country that got liberated by the United States, the British, the Allies, and they're able to successfully deliver a successful, uneventful, a proper election, that means we did our job, and we did something right, and it withstood the test of, and it has standed the test of time. I don't have enough water. I haven't drunk enough water today, folks, so that's kind of where I'm at. Anyway, I need more water, so that's time to hydrate myself, and take a Motrin, and that's it. Well, listen, again, I thank you for everything. I thank you for your continued support. I thank you for listening. And on that note, folks, I say, Dankeschön, auf Wiedersehen, tschüss.
The BerlinBrigade.com podcast is a David Guerra presentation.